It is also the tallest because no other trees blocked its sunlight, because the soil around it was deep and rich, because no rabbit chewed through its bark as a sapling, and because no lumberjack cut it down before it matured. We all know that successful people come from hardy seeds. But do we know enough about the sunlight that warmed them, the soil in which they put down their roots, and the rabbits and lumberjacks they were lucky enough to avoid? This is not a book about tall trees. It's a book about forests. And hockey is a good place to start, because the explanation for who gets to the top of the hockey world is a lot more interesting and complicated than it looks. In fact, it's downright peculiar. If you were to look at the player roster of the 2007 Medicine Hat Tigers, you might see something strange about it. But even if you didn't, you shouldn't feel bad, because for many years in the hockey world, no one did. It wasn't until the mid-1980s, in fact, that a Canadian psychologist named Roger Barnsley first drew attention to the phenomenon of relative age. Barnsley was at a Lethbridge Broncos hockey game in southern Alberta, a team that played in the same major junior A league as the Vancouver Giants and the Medicine Hat Tigers. He was there with his wife, Paula, and their two boys, and his wife was reading the program when she ran across the roster list. "Roger," she said, "do you know when these young men were born?" Barnsley said, "Yes. They're all between 16 and 20, so they'd be born in the late 1960s. "No, no," Paula went on. "What month?" "I thought she was crazy," Barnsley remembered. But I looked through it, and what she was saying just jumped out at me. For some reason, there were an incredible number of January, February, and March birthdates.